Today's share in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Tes Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Brura. We're in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, which is the halachas of duchening, Nesias Kapayim. And we're at the very top line, second line, Sif Mem Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hecholol Eino Nosias Kapov. What is a cholol? So the Mishnah Brura explains to us in Sif Katan Kuf Nun Hei that this cholol who was not allowed to duchen, he is Hainu Hanolad Mi Suri Kahuna. He's the product of a inappropriate marriage for a Kohen to be in. For example, Shehen Grusha Zon of a cholol. His father, the Kohen, married a divorcee, a woman who was of ill repute, or a woman who herself was a cholol. She was the daughter of such a similar marriage in her father. So the Kohen, who is the product of such a marriage, is a cholol. He is deconsecrated, so to say, as a Kohen. He doesn't have the Kiddush of a Kohen, and therefore he's not allowed to duchen. Sivkot and Kufnu involved the Mishnah Brura adds, Lefish Eino Bechihuno, because he's no longer a Kohen. You could say that his father's a Kohen, but he's not a Kohen. V'areyu Kizor L'chol Dover, and he is considered like a non-Kohen in regards to all halachos. In Dirshu footnote number 158, he brings down, if in fact he does go up in Duchen, so the Bir Halacha says, in the name of the Prima Godim, he's over in Asay, because he's not allowed to Duchen, only Kohanim are allowed to Duchen, and even if he goes up, he has to come down. The Mishnah Brura says these halachos are also discussed in Eben Ezer, Simen Zayin. Mishmur adds, "Vafilu cholol shel divrei." And if even if he's only a cholol on a derabbanan level, for example, his father married a chalutza, kagon hanolad be chalutza. Chalutza is only an issur derabbanan for a kohen to marry. Gamkin ain nonosei kapav. He's also not allowed a duchen. He doesn't have the rights of a kohen, even though he's only made derabbanan, not a kohen. He doesn't have the rights of a kohen. The issue footnote number 159 brings down that the Prima Godim says there's a chilik over here whether you're a cholol d'oraisa or a cholol d'rabbanan. So he says the difference, the ramification would be in terms of you're a suffic cholol. A suffic cholol on a d'oraisa level, so he shouldn't go up to the duchen when he's the only kohen there because maybe he's not really a kohen. But if other kohanim are going up there, he can go up with them, but he can't make the bracha. Whereas the suffic cholol d'rabbanan would be allowed to go up there and make the bracha. Sif Mem Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Achar Shivas Yimei Avelus, no se kapav. An Ovel, who Rachmona Litzlan lost one of the Zion relatives that he has to sit Shiva for, so he's a Kohen. After the Avelus, after the 7 days of the Shiva, he is allowed to go back and Duchen again, implying that during the Shiva, the Kohen doesn't Duchen. Ubisoch Shivas Yimei Avelus, Yetze. During the Avelus, in Eretz Yisrael, for example, they Duchen every day, so he should leave the room. As we've learned already previously, and is brought down over here in the Bir Halacha, based upon the Mordechai, Yotzei Tzorich Lotzei Skodush Maschilim Ritzei, so he should leave the shul when he's saying Ritzei, when before the Chazan is reaching Ritzei, he should leave the shul and not Duchen. This way he's not over the Asay of going up to Duchen, because he left before the obligation set in. So he should leave. Yetzei Mibes HaKnesses B'Shor Shekor Kohanim. Here we say before the Kohanim are called up, but it really means by Ritzei. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Kufnum Zayin writes, the Medina Chayev Evel of Aruch. According to the strict din, the Ovel is obligated to go up in Duchen. Shari Chayev B'chol Mitzvah Somers B'Torah, because an Ovel is Chayev in all the mitzvahs that are in the Torah. He's not exempt from any of them. However, El Shenoagu Shalo Liso Kapayim, the minhag is that the Kohen doesn't go up in Duchen, Mishum Shetzorach HaKohen Lios B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev B'Shas HaBracha, because the Kohen has to be happy and in the good spirits when he makes the Bracha and he blesses all the Jewish people. As the Pasuk says, K'dirsiv V'Tov Lev Hu Yivarech, the Tov Lev should be the one to bless. The issue footnote number 141 says if this isn't really the Pasuk is probably based in Mishle, where it says, Tov Ayin Hu Yivarech. And the Mordechai says that this is really based upon Yitzhak Avinu being happy when he gave the bracha to Yaakov. He wanted to eat well and be in a good mood to give the bracha. So the Kohanim have to be happy and in a good mood in order to be able to give over the bracha. And therefore, an Ovel who's not in a good mood can't go up in Duchen Midrabban. Therefore, l'kach tzorech lotzeis, that's why the Kohen should go out, k'dei shelo yikru la'los l'ducha, before they go and call up the Kohanim, or as we said, by Ritzei, before they have Ritzei, he should leave the room, so he shouldn't go up to Duchen. The Mishnah Brura adds over here further, v'afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos, v'ein shom Kohen Elohu, and even though he's the only Kohen over there, lo yale, he shouldn't go up to Duchen. What happens if he didn't leave? And they called up Kohanim, and he's still in the room. So, whether it's on Shabbos or weekday, whether he's the only Kohen or there are other Kohanim over there, in that situation, he does have to go up. Because he's now obligated, and if he doesn't go up, he's over the assay for the Kohen to Duchen. Now, let's look at some of the Dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu footnote number 160 brings down an interesting discussion. In Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day. So what happens in a Beis Avel where you have Kohanim that aren't the Avelim in the minyan, in the Beis Avel? So he brings down from the Knesset Yecheskel, lo yisu kapeim. You don't duchen in the base oval. Mishum shebeveis ha'ovel negrorim kol mispalim achri ovel. Because the ovel is sad, so therefore the whole room is, so to say, sad, and they don't duchen. That's the opinion of the Knesset Yecheskel. However, the Shari Tshuva brings down that he writes in Yerushalayim, the minhag is that they do duchen in the base ovel. And he says this is the opinion of the Maharal Diskin as well. He was one of the great gedolim in Eretz Yisrael in the previous 100 years. And at the turn of the 1900s, so he paskened in Yerushalayim, he was the Rav in Yerushalayim, that they would in fact duchen in the base ovel. And he says, Lo yashor be'enav haminog shaloli yisur kapayim. He didn't understand those that didn't duchen in the Beis Ovel. This is, in fact, the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well, who said that in Eretz Yisrael, the Kohanim do duchen in the Beis Ovel, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, which, again, is quite different from what is in America, where we don't even say, Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, the bracha of Birchas Kohanim in the Chazaras Hashatz. Furthermore, the footnote adds, in the places where they do say Birchas Kohanim in the base Ovel, so then the Ovel might be the one that's davening. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal paskin that the Ovel shouldn't be the one to be makri, the Kohanim, and to say the Psukim in front of them, even though he may be the Chazan. Furthermore, Leinyan regarding saying Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu b'rochenu b'brocha in the base Ovel, so the Mishnah Berurah already said that we don't say that, that's our minog. However, the Shari Tshuva brings down that if you're in a place where they do duchen, but there are no Kohanim over there, so then the Chazan would say Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, the brocha of the duchening. Furthermore, he points out that in Yerushalayim, the Ovel Atzma Ola L'duchen, the minog is that the Ovel himself is allowed to go up according to some, and this has brought down the name of the Kafa Chaim and the Gesher Chaim. Not only that the other Kohanim in the Beit Ovel can, but they hold that even the Kohen himself, who's in Avelus, is allowed to go up in the week of his Shiva to go in Duchen. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov Yeshom the Kozman HaAvelus Afilu Adjud Beis Chodesh Al Oviv Yal Imo Enu Noseis Kapov. The Ramah says that there is, however, another opinion that says that an Ovel in the entire 12-month period of time for a parent, and as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah, the Berhetiv bring down that the same halach applies for the other Krovim that you have to sit Shiva for during the Shloshim for them. So he holds that an Ovel does not, in these situations, go Duchen during the entire period of the Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent or the Shloshim for the other relatives. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kufnun Ches writes, Hainu afilu b'Shabbos and Yontif. This would be true even on Shabbos and Yontif. She'eino nikra shari b'simcha, because he's not considered immersed in simcha, and we need to be in simcha, as we said, in order to duchen. Shari also leilach l'simchas nisum chayotzi b'zeh. The person in Avelis in the 12 months doesn't go to various types of parties, such as a wedding or things like that, and therefore he's not allowed to duchen. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, likewise, if somebody, Rachmanu Litzlan, loses their relative during the regel itself, so even though the Avelus only starts after the regel, we call Malkum, nevertheless, he is forbidden to have real simcha on the regel. Dear Shifutno number 164 points out, simchas yontif he does have. However, but this idea of being mishtate besimchas mereim, that doesn't apply on yontif. He shouldn't be going to parties and doing all sorts of things, even though he has a mitzvah simchas yontif, but this type of additional simcha he should not have. And that's because the simchas of yontif, that's a din d'oraisa, but the avelus is only a din d'rabban. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'gadin onein, if a person unfortunately hasn't yet buried his relative, so this happens on yontif, the person passed away, hasn't yet been buried, afilu b'yontif shu chayv b'chol mitzvah. So this onein is not taking care of the needs of the meis, and he's chayv in all the mitzvos. Nevertheless, mikol mokom, hare eino shari b'simcha, he certainly is not in a happy mood, uchvar kosavnu, and we've already written the mikol mokom, im karu lalos yala. So he's not supposed to duchen, but if they actually called him up to duchen, he would be allowed to go up and duchen, because as we said, it's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to go and duchen, so he should leave before it say, so he doesn't get involved in this problem, but if he didn't, then he can go up and duchen. However, others disagree. Others say, no, the onein is not allowed to go up even if they call him. The issue footnote number 166 explains the reasoning behind this, according to the Pre-Chadosh, that he's possibly avoda. An onein is not allowed to do the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, and anybody who's possible for the avoda would also be possible to duchen. Sivkat and Kuf Nun Tes, the Mishnah Berurah commenting on the fact that we said that for a parent, you have 12 months. V'u'adin kol shloshim ashar krovim. As I mentioned, this is where he gets it from. The Berhetev says the same thing, that for the other five relatives, the brother, the sister, the child, Rachmanu Litzlan, or the spouse, so that during the shloshim, shemuchuyiv l'sabel aleim, that you have an obligation to go and mourn for them, so during that 30-day period of mourning, you don't go and duchen. Dershah footnote 167 brings down, this is all lefi minog b'chutz la'aretz shein nosim kapayim ela b'yom tov. This is true. This halacha is applicable in chutz la'aretz. We only duchen on the regel, on the yontif. But in Eretz Yisrael, the minog is to duchen every single day. So the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozer Zatzal, brings down shebeso shloshim yom during the 30-day mourning period. Im ein shom kohen elohu. If he's the only kohen that's present, oh yeshimo rak od kohen echad. There's only one other kohen, and we said that there's many opinions that say that you need two kohanim to be called up midoraisa. So then, yala, then this kohen can go up. V'mi'esham kohanim nosafim. If there are other kohanim there, so then maybe it's best that he should leave the Beis HaKnesses. However, after 30 days, he definitely should go and duchen like the regular way he does all year long. However, the Chazon Ish brings down in Eretz Yisrael, the Ovel is no sekap of Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, except for the Shiva, according to the Chazon Ish, and the Ksos HaShulchan says, Shekein Hu HaMinog Beretz Yisrael. This is the Minog in Eretz Yisrael, that the Ovel does duchen, except for the week of the Shiva itself, although we did bring down that the Kap HaChaim and the Gesher HaChaim say even during the Avelus of the Shiva, he's allowed to duchen. Mishnah Berurah concludes his comments over here, and he says, "V'im ein shom deveis haknesa shnei kohanim acherim chutz mi'avel." If there aren't two other kohanim besides the avel, as we've already pointed out many, many times, there is an opinion that says that midaraisa to fulfill the mitzvah duchni, you need at least two kohanim. So then, mutur la'avel liso kap of toch yud beis chodesh alove v'imo or toch shloshim al shar krovim. Then here, even if you hold that normally they shouldn't duchen during the 12 months after a parent or the 30 days of shloshim for the other relatives, if he's going to help them allow to do the mitzvah of duchening midyaraisa, i.e. that they now will have two, including him, so that he's allowed to go up and duchen. How do we paskin? The Ramah says, v'chei noagim b'medinos elu. The Ramah says that this latter opinion of not duchening during the entire 12 months after a parent, or 30 months for the other relatives, is the halach l'maisa, according to the Ramah. Sif Memdal, the Mechaber writes, Kohen, afa pishu, ponui, nosias kapov. A bachelor Kohen, a boy who's above the age of bar mitzvah, but is not yet married. So, even though he's not married, he's allowed to go in duchen. What's the svar behind this? So the Ramah explains, Hagah, the yesho mim de'eno nosi kapov. There is an opinion that says that a bachur who's not married cannot go in duchen. Why? The hashori below isha, shori below simcha, because somebody who isn't married, somebody who's not living with his wife, so then he's not living with real happiness. And as we've already pointed out, that's why the avil can't go in duchen. So if he's not really happy, he can't go in duchen. Here there is, however, a difference, because by the person who's nebuchan avelus, so he has a reason to be sad. Here the person who's not married maybe doesn't have a reason to be happy, but lav dafka is he automatically sad. So one could make a distinction between these two, as the Mishnah Berurah will in a moment. The Ramah continues and he says, v'amavarech yesh lo lios besimcha. The person who's duchening has to be besimcha. That's why he says that if you're not married, you're not really shari besimcha. He brings us down to the name of the Mordechai. However, the Ramah paskins v'noagu, the minog is, sheno se kapav afa pishenu nosui, that we disregard this idea, for the reason that I mentioned before, because it's not that he's in tsar, he's just not fully besimcha, and we allow the bachur kohen, the one who's unmarried, to go in duchen. However, if this person doesn't feel besimcha because he's not married, all of his friends are married and he's not, so then, if he doesn't wish to go duchen, he doesn't have to, but in that situation, he should make sure to leave the shul by the time they call up kohanim, or before somebody asks him to go wash his hands, or as we've already said many times, before they start ritzei. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Samach. He writes, Umihu nosui she'enishto imo mutul kuliyama. Certainly, if a person is married, his wife is not with him. So this guy is obviously also not happy. His wife's away for whatever the reason. Nevertheless, he certainly, according to everybody, is allowed to duchen. Sivkot and Kuf Samach Aleph. The minhag is that we do paskin, the Ramah says, to allow the bachur to go, who's unmarried, to go in duchen. Hainu afilu ain shom kohen elohu. This is even if he's the only kohen over there, that's how much of there's really an obligation for him to go in duchen, so he's allowed to duchen even if he's the only kohen over there. Sivkot and Kuf Samach Beis. Apel pishein o nosui. We said that the minhag is that he allow him to duchen even though he's not married. The davko be avelus machmirinon. Here's where the Mishnah Berurah makes a distinction between avelus and a person who's not married. In regards to avelus, we said we don't allow him to go in duchen. Shesharui b'tzar, the Mishnah Berurah says, because he's really completely immersed in his sadness over of having lost a relative. As opposed to Masha'en Kein Bazeh, this person who's just not married. Afa Pisha'en Moro B'simcha, he's not married, so he's not B'simcha. Ein Simcha below Isha. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokom Ein Oshari B'tzar. The fact that he's a bachelor doesn't mean that he's automatically sad. He is not in pain and suffering necessarily, and therefore he would be allowed to duchen in this situation. Sivkot and Kuf Samach Gimel, he should make sure that he leaves the room before they call up the Kohanim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we've already discussed this many times, Be'emes Tzarech Lot Seis Ubirchas Ritzei, he should really leave before they reach the Bracha Ritzei. Ukamosha Kosavnu Kamapam, as the Mishnah Berurah himself writes, we've already mentioned many times. Elo, the Gan Be'ez Birchas Kohanim, Tzoro Shaloye Be'ez Knesses Mishum Pagoma. He certainly should make sure that he's not present in the shul at the time of the Duchanim, because that's going to lead people to think that maybe he's a blemished Kohen, as we've already mentioned in Sif Dalet. The issue footnote number 168 brings down. Avol im biladov lo yasor b'vesa knesses. What happens if there's only 10 people there exactly? And if he leaves the shul, they're not going to have a minion. So he brings down from Rav Oznos Atzalim the Shevet Alevi. Sha'af im kohen zeh noeg le'olam kidasa yeshom im biramor shalo lalos. Even though he may paskin normally that he doesn't duchen during the Avelus year. Mikom okom kan yishor b'vesa knesses. Here he should stay in the shul. The af yalol duchen. And he can't even go up in duchen. Because if he were to leave, they wouldn't have a minion. So by his staying there, he's making them fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, and since he technically is allowed to go up, he's allowed to go up in duchen. If he doesn't want to go up in duchen, nevertheless, he can stay in the shul and not duchen in this situation where he's making the minion. Now we will finish off the last little piece of the Ramah. Nagu, the Ramah says, the minhag is, b'chol medinos elu she'ein nosum kapayim ela b'yontiv. He says, nowadays in the Ashkenazic lands, not in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that we only duchen on yontiv. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Samach Dalet brings down, u'b'Eretz Yisrael, b'chol ma'achos Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael and in some of the surrounding areas like in Egypt, ha'minhag lisa kapayim b'chol yom. The minhag is, in fact, to go and duchen every single day. The Haposkim Kilsulim in Hagum Bazeh, and the Poskim were very happy. They were praising this minhag to go duchen every day. The issue footnote number 169 brings down, Umakum b'chutz la'aretz sh'nischadish bo yishuv Yisrael. What happens if a lot of Israelis now move to a place in chutz la'aretz? So Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal both say, she'ein lahem lahanig nesias kapayim koyom. They only should duchen when they're in Eretz Yisrael. Now they have a community from Eretz Yisrael that moved to chutz la'aretz someplace, so they should follow the minhag of chutz la'aretz and not duchen every day. They should only duchen at musaf of the yontif. Of course, if a Kohen from Chutz Laaretz goes to Eretz Yisrael and he's davening in a minyan, of course he's allowed to go and duchen with them every single day. The Ramah continues and he writes, Mishum, the reason why we only duchen on Musaf time, Sha'az Shruyim B'Simchas Yontif, because then we're really happy with the Simcha of Yontif. And as we pointed out before, V'tov Lev Hu Yivarech, the person who's happy is allowed to bless the Jewish people. Masha'en came B'Shar Yomin, as opposed to all other days, Afilu B'Shabbos Hashanah, even on Shabbos, Shetrudim B'Hirhurim Al Michyosim V'Albitum Alachtum. We're not fully immersed in Simcha because we're busy with thoughts about livelihood, and the pressing needs of our work cause us not to be B'Simcha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Samach Hei writes, this is true, Ben Shechol B'Chol, Ben B'Shabbos, whether Musaf comes out on a weekday or on a Shabbos, we duchen. V'yesh B'Kolmos, he says, Shinogim She'enosim Kapayim Afilu B'Yontif Shechol B'Shabbos. There are places that don't duchen on Shabbos Yontif. He says, however, Avol Ein Minhag Ze'ikor Klal, he says, this is not a real good minhag. Kemo Shekosu Har Be'achronim, he brings down in the name of many Achronim that this isn't correct. The Taz, the El Yerabah, the Chayyadim all say this is no good. In the Shaar Etzion, in Sif Katan Kuflamid Beis, he adds, Af Noagim Kain Mishum, why did they have this custom in the first place? Because Shechoshim She'en Nesis Kapayim Elim Kain Tovlim Lekirion, because they normally would only go and do duchening if they could go to the mikvah beforehand. And normally on Friday nights, that was often the minhag, and people would be with their wives, so therefore they would have to go to the mikvah. And in those days, they didn't go to the mikvah in some places on Shabbos. And therefore, this could lead to being mevatel, being with their wives, if they were to duchen on Shabbos Yontif. So therefore, the minhag came about, he says that they wouldn't go and duchen on Shabbos Yontif. He says, even though the achronim are mekel to allow people to go to the mikvah, he's afraid that some people will not do so, and this would lead to a lack of shalom bayis and a lack of being with their wives, and therefore, that's where this minhag of not going and duchening on Shabbos comes from. But he says it's incorrect. Furthermore, he says, Noagu HaKohonim Silsul B'Yatzim. The Kohanim took upon themselves an additional stringency over here. Litbo B'Erev Yontif. They would always go to the mikvah on Erev Yontif, Mishum Nesias Kapayim Shel Mochar, in order to be fully ready as Kohanim to duchen on the following day. V'gam B'Lav Hachi Tzorech Odom L'Taras Atzim B'Regel. He says, by the way, everybody should actually do that. That's the more correct thing to do, even in Chutz Laretz. U'mikol Makom Ein Zeh Ma'akev B'Di'evi. But if you didn't go to the mikvah, it is not Ma'akev, both neither the Kohen or for the Yisraelim. The issue footnote number 171 brings down another reason, because of the Ribono Shel Olam. So some people didn't want to say Tchinos on Shabbos, so therefore they didn't duchen. Sivkot and Kuf Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says that on Yom Kippur, Gamke Nosum Kapayim, we also duchen on Yom Kippur, Sheyesh Bo Simchas Mechilu Slicha, because of the great happiness of Slicha and Mechila. Hashem forgives us for our sins. We have one more Mishnah Berurah, which we'll do tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.